This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, tonight is an anniversary of sorts, if we want to call it that. 2 years ago today, at about this time, well, actually about an hour and a half from now, I was calling Genesis Communications Network to tell them that I was in the middle of a heart attack. And then shortly after I got to my location, the hospital here locally nearby, we entered the realm of the flat line. And now I thankfully sit here doing a live radio show, which, statistically speaking, that's a rarity. And I am very, very blessed to be part of that rarity. So, for everybody that has stuck with it since from then, where I had to drop down off the radar for a little bit to now, I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. On November the 8th, in a way, the shoe had to move to the other foot, because suddenly the progressives suddenly found themselves worrying about the future and their own survival, because after all, they're drama queens. And this is, it's an interesting thing, because in the circle of life and in partisan politics, what goes around comes around. And right now the progressives' heads are spinning. The thought of our nation with President Donald Trump and Republicans in the majority in both the House and the Senate, not to mention a conservative majority in the Supreme Court, has many progressives envisioning a dystopian future of pollution, poverty, crime, and climate crisis. Their dreams of free education and free health care and the extinction of the internal combustion engine and coal-fired power plants and all the extraction activities that go into fueling these nasty, dirty devices. Well, that was dashed on the rocks of political whim by the bitter clingers, who are, of course, undoubtedly racist, and the so unfair Electoral College. In the blink of an eye, the future turned from one of hope and tolerance and social justice to one of dread and polarization and privilege. And the progressives haven't realized it yet, and probably never actually will, but they're now experiencing something very much like what the deplorables and flyover country have been feeling for at least, 8 years. The difference, of course, is that the rubes and the heartland spheres were just delusional fantasies fueled by narrow-mindedness and personal prejudices. The fears of the progressive masses are real. They're tangible. And there's no way to avoid them. Donald Trump and me and you, because we voted for him most likely, we're evil, we're racist, we're misogynist, and we're going to destroy the nation, at least according to them. Our nation's founders foresaw these challenges of philosophical conflict, and they built in checks and balances, which still function today, to keep one group from running roughshod over the rest. Obama chipped away at them. He did do damage, but not the catastrophic harm his detractors feared. Likewise, Bush and his foreign entanglements and domestic surveillance state undermined liberty, but it didn't extinguish it, as some feared. Perception in politics is very much about perspective and what a person believes to be possible. Predictions of a president declaring himself king have been here since the beginning of the Republic. And the fact that it never has happened does not mean, however, that it never could happen. But such fears are only viable to someone who actually believes it possible. Now, back when Nixon was the president, gun control has been present for a long time. And back when Nixon was president, Neil Knox was in charge of the NRA. And he had a friend that was a competitive shooter and one of the gun owners who supported reasonable restrictions on other people's guns was that competitive shooter. And he got frustrated with Mr. Knox's constant focus on fighting gun control and said, "Neil, how can you be worried about some gun control bill when Nixon is about to impose martial law and declare himself emperor for life?" And Knox looked at this cat and said, "What do you think keeps him from doing that?" Now, at that time, that guy really believed that Nixon would do that because, I run into this every day. But in that moment, a light bulb lit in his head, and suddenly he truly understood the real purpose of the Second Amendment and the importance of Americans being armed. And he would never have seen that life or that light without that belief. Now, many of us had the lights go on when Clinton was in charge, and the images of Waco burning in the backs of our minds was constantly there. The liberals woke up during the Bush years after passage of the Patriot Act. Posters on the Daily Kos, a far-left news and views site, began discussing the need for progressives to arm themselves so they could fight off Bush's stormtroopers when they came for them. But in true progressive form, they were simultaneously advocating for reasonable gun laws, like full registration of all guns and gun owners. They believed then that Bush was coming for the liberals. So if you want liberals to buy guns and you want a law passed to be sure that Bush knows who has guns, that was their train of thought. A weird one. Now we see the same thing. As we see groups like the Pink Pistols and the Liberal Gun Club, they're reporting surges in membership, and progressives appear to be picking up the slack to keep the gun sales booming. At the same time, they're still calling for stricter gun laws and denying that support for gun control played a key role in their candidate being destroyed in the election. This is what is referred to as cognitive dissonance. And they have an outrageous capacity for it. And their capacity for it is stunning. But the foresight, I'm constantly amazed at the foresight of the founders. The founders knew just enough, and they understood enough about the nature of man to do put some truly amazing things to paper and then ratify it. We won, and that's a good thing. Having Trump as the president for me I'm having a lot of fun with this. But there's a lot of work left to do. We need to revive and restore the wisdom that the people in the time of the founders had. We need to hope that the leaders that we have enabled recognize that and can make some progress in that direction over the next 4 years. We need to hope for that. When we get back, just to prove that most criminals are pretty damn stupid, we're going to talk about one that, I can't believe what he said. It's pretty humorous, and it's worth talking about it just for the, for the comedy element that is coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
damage, eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridal leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back. Yeah, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I saw this and I was just amazed. In Phoenix, Arizona, you've got a 17-year-old who's recovering from a gunshot wound after reportedly committing two armed robberies. Court records show that a male teen robbed one store and tried to rob another when he was confronted by an armed clerk who shot him in the arm. Police report that on December 28th, the 17-year-old suspect entered a QT store near 35th Avenue and Baseline Road. QT stands for Quick Trip, if you don't know that, a gigantic convenience store chain. Entered there with a handgun and demanded money along with some Swisher Sweet cigars and a pack of Marlboro Reds. Listen, if you're going to commit armed robbery, well, you got to have your priorities. The clerk reported to police that the suspect fired three shots from what sounded like a pellet gun into the ceiling as he left. Other witnesses told police that he left the store on a cruiser bicycle with white-walled tires. This is clearly a criminal genius. Police say 2 days later, the suspect struck again, this time at a Chevron store near 51st and Southern Avenues. This time he demanded money from the cash registers, and when he motioned toward them with a gun, a store clerk pulled his gun and fired at the suspect. Suspect ran and tried to get on his bike, but realized his arm didn't work. He went to a nearby restaurant to ask for help. Police contacted him there, and the suspect was taken to a hospital for a gunshot wound to his arm. It was there that he admitted to the robberies. But it was also here that he admitted some things that he had observed. He allegedly told police that he targeted the gas stations because they're supposed to just hand the money, just hand over the money and not try to stop anybody. He has been charged with armed robbery and attempted armed robbery. I know that most criminals are, you know, they're not like the Ocean's 11 crew. I get that part, but I mean, that's, wow. Wow. The Moms Demand Attention was in the news the other day. They made the Teen Vogue magazine, or she was speaking to the Teen Vogue readers. She was attempting to recruit Teen Vogue readers to the gun control cause by assuring them that her group wins by bypassing Congress. She also claimed that gun control candidates have been winning at the ballot box, even though pro-gun control Senate Democrats literally took a shellacking in the November 2014 midterms, and the Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, lost to Trump. Then the Maine voters rejected Watts' control push on November 8th, 2016, and although Nevada narrowly passed it, well, Nevada Attorney General Adam Paul Lexalt has blocked the planned January 1st implementation of the controls. He put an indefinite freeze on the gun control, citing the fact that it had been written in such a way as to get passed, but was literally unenforceable if put into action. Isn't that a problem? Watts, for some unknown reason, did not mention these and many other defeats her group has suffered. Instead, she decided to make herself a little pine straw man out of the NRA. She attacked the gun rights organization for sundry reasons, including their push to change Florida airport regulations so that law-abiding citizens can be armed to defend themselves should another baggage claim-style attack occur. As it stands right now, Florida airports are gun-free zones, which means the only people with the guns are the attackers. We saw how that worked out on Friday, this past Friday. And we saw even more innocents killed when the gun-free Orlando Pulse nightclub was attacked on June 12th, 2016. But Shannon has a plan, and it's the same plan she's been touting for years. Push gun control regardless of the demonstrable dangers associated with it. And if Congress sides with the NRA, then bypass Congress altogether via the state-level ballot initiatives funded by outside money. She wrote, but despite the gun lobby's perceived power, a movement of Americans has come together to fight back against the NRA leadership's dangerous agenda. I started Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America as a Facebook page in my kitchen the day after the shooting at Sandy Hook. And over the past 4 years, we've learned how to be the David to the NRA's Goliath. We've bypassed Congress and taken the fight for stronger gun law to the states, and we're winning. Well, she began pushing to bypass Congress on January 1st, 2015, just under 2 months after she and her cohorts were soundly defeated by the voters on November 2014. She also tells the Teen Vogue reader she started her gun control the day after her gun control group the day after the shooting at Sandy Hook, and that they had been winning. She fails to mention the Manchin-Toomey bill that they pushed very hard, that got nowhere, got defeated badly. She fails to mention the hissy fit that Obama threw in the Rose Garden in April of 2013. She forgot that too. April 17th, 2013, as a matter of fact, 3 days after Manchin himself admitted that it would not have prevented the attack at Sandy Hook if it had been in place beforehand. We know this. Thank you. This is not, I mean, it's a little, I would sit back and say it was arrogant if there were just, you know, if everybody was relying on the big three nowadays, ABC, NBC, and CBS, to get their news, I would say, what arrogance to get out there and tell these lies when they know better. But I don't know what we're really expecting. I would have expected, I would have thought with adults, okay, with adults, that they would have sat back and said, you know, this is embarrassing. I mean, we had it all. I mean, we had it all in 2008. We had it all 9 years ago. How could we lose that bad, all this up to this point? How did this happen? Instead of doing that, which is a moment, you know, this is where most sound people, sound thinking people are getting out there. They've decided to either lie about their record, like Shannon Watts, or as I call her, Squeaky. And on the other hand, just double down, like, okay, we lost. We apparently weren't doing what we were doing hard enough. It's very hard for me to deal and fathom that kind of stupidity. It really is. I don't quite get it. I do, and then I don't at the same time. I mean, they do a lot of things, and they try to do a lot of things, but, I mean, the writing is on the wall on that one. The way information is disseminated now, and the way Trump is playing the game, they don't matter anymore. What they say doesn't matter anymore. They're still saying it, but that's okay. When we get back, Cory Booker has begun his run for the president, pathetic though it may be, just something to keep on the radar. We didn't pay attention the last time something like this popped up, so let's pay attention. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Cory Booker, back in 2015, he and Senator Jeff Sessions introduced and passed legislation to award the highest civilian honor to the participants of the 1965 Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery. On January 11, 2017, he returned the favor to Senator Sessions by appearing before the Judiciary Committee to testify against Sessions as the Attorney General nominee. Testify is actually the wrong verb. Testimony means that you actually have something to say. Booker gave a very pompous speech, unsupported by any facts, that Sessions would not, as Attorney General, support the rights of women, blacks, gays, plaids, guppies, etc. Booker, the Democratic senator from New Jersey, explained his unprecedented appearance to testify against a fellow senator by saying, "In a choice between standing with Senate norms and standing up for what my conscience tells me is the best for our country, I will always choose conscience and country." That may be another first by having the word conscience in the same sentence as New Jersey Democrat. He could have given a speech on the Senate floor before the vote on Sessions' nomination. Instead, he chose to grandstand before the committee and on the TV cameras, of course. It is clear that he wants to run in 2020, and this was his opening salvo of a campaign speech. Trump has not yet been inaugurated, but Booker is already running. And he's also starting to get early campaign donations from George Soros, the NAACP, Hollywood, Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, the Congressional Black Caucus, and the rest of the left-wing Democratic base. And he should fit nicely with them. I mean, he'll fit in quite well. He lied about Sessions. He broke over 200 years of Senate tradition and showed he will do and say anything to win. Now, I'm going to say this again. This is who he's getting money from. Okay? George Soros, the NAACP, Hollywood, Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, the Congressional Black Caucus, and the rest of the left-wing Democrat base. Now, listen. I am not against anybody because of their color. I'm against the people I'm against them because of their agenda. Okay? Now, the NAACP, Black Lives Matter, and the Congressional Black Caucus are only pertinent as long as there's racial division. They're only pertinent as long as there is racial division. So, since they're not actually trying to uplift Black America, which would be a noble thing to do, which they don't really need. Black America is, well, they're pretty strong. They have weathered a lot, and they continue to weather a lot, including this nonsense. And that's not what they're doing. They only remain pertinent as long as they can get out there and say there's racism. That's why racist is a go-to adjective whenever it comes to describing somebody who claims to be a conservative. George Soros, well, he lost $1 billion in the markets after Trump won that election, and that's great. But, I can't tell you what I think about him. I can't tell you what I'd like to see happen to him. Because if that actually happened, they'd probably come knocking on my door. And unfortunately, well, I will probably not have done it. Hollywood. Just because, listen, when you get out there and your job is to make me believe that you're somebody that you're not actually, that is a fairly decent skill to have. However, that doesn't mean that you know anything about anything else. As somebody who has done voiceover, the whole thing about acting and emoting has to do with doing something beyond what you think. You know, when you think you're being emotional, you're probably not really sounding emotional. You have to really exaggerate it. And that's what acting is. If you can get to that point where you can feel the way I feel when I'm exaggerating something, or it sounds like it to me, and you can do that normally on command and bring up all of these emotions and everything else, that's acting. And that's fine if you're going to be an actor. However, even the acting industry seems to have their own issues. I mean, I don't think I'd want to be involved in it. And the fact that the ones that are involved in it right now that are out there saying what they're saying and doing what they're doing, they better be watching their own back, because I don't know if you've noticed, but like the female actresses out there today, what's their lifespan? How many can work past their 40s? And guys, too. Who's heard of Skeet Ulrich? Does anybody know who he is? I mean, this is a kid that could act. And he's been largely ignored. It's like he had his moment and then he moved on. Nobody calls him anymore. I would not want to be part of Hollywood. Not at all. The left-wing Democrat base, okay, fine. They're the ones giving him money. So what we have is division, elitism, arrogance, a little bit of meddling going on in the case of Soros, that kind of thing. So look at who's donating to him, and that means that's who he would be beholden to. Notice, and I would, who gave money to Trump? What big group gave money to Trump? Can you name them? No. Trump's not beholden to anybody. Booker is missing a point here. Booker is young enough to where what he needs to actually be doing is not saying anything right now strategically, politically. He doesn't need to be saying anything. What he needs to be doing is watching to see what happens, and then doing his very level best to torpedo him in the strictest tactical sense. Okay? In order to defeat Trump, in order to beat him in 2020, he, as a member of the sitting Senate, would have to get out there and be able to stop him. And since he's a Democrat, that's probably not going to happen. Because before there was Booker, there was Reed. And Reed got out there, and he wanted to see all of his stuff happen. So he got out there and did the nuclear option, where he went from 60 to a simple majority on the votes. And that's in place today. Now, since that has been set up and teed up by the Democrats, there's nothing restricting McConnell from going thermonuclear if it comes down to it. He can go thermonuclear, and then he can pull it back, because in 2018, there's going to be 23 or 25 Senate Democrats coming up. If we get 8 of them, and a lot of these are in states that Trump flipped, you know, when I see the Democrats out there banging those gums like they're doing, especially this cat right here, I mean, he'll probably remain in the Senate, but it might get awfully lonely for the Democrats. I mean, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and all these House Democrats and these Senate Democrats, Schumer. You know, the only one out there that understands what's actually happened is Dick Durbin, who should actually be in charge of the Senate minority, and Reid leapfrogged Schumer over him because he prefers Schumer. This isn't even cronyism. That's the way the Democrats play the game. So, what fun. What fun the Democrats are. They just make it so good. We were supposed to have Sam Hoover on tonight, and he is sick, so it'll just be me and you. So when we get back, I'm thinking real seriously about starting to carry this Glock 20 as my concealed carry piece. Some are going to say that's crazy, but I'll tell you why when we get back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Wow, that was loud. Now, the other day, I overcame my fears. I went out and I bought a 10mm Glock 20, and I shot it. That was for me, where this is the second anniversary of the heart attack, when J.T. Albrecht put his 10mm Rock Island Armory in my hands and I pulled the trigger and I didn't feel pain like I used to with my Glock 21 in early 2016, I knew that for the most part my recovery was pretty much finished, at least on that crease in my chest. Now, I've had big bore guns before, and I've carried, 1911s. The Glock 20/21 has always sort of, I have carried a Glock 21 concealed before. Not the funnest thing to do, believe me, but at the same time, and eventually what happened was that gave way to the lighter 9mm Glocks, which are, you know, the 19, 17, the 26, all of those really good performing guns that feel like the same gun all the time. Then we had this attack in Nice, France, which I began to understand that 9mm is good against people, but it might not be that good against vehicles. So in this run-up, after I shot JT's gun, I started looking. I knew a little bit about 10mm. I knew that Jeff Cooper liked 10mm and everything else. I started looking for a reason to get one for myself. And I started seeing these videos by people like 22 Plinkster and everybody else who, by the way, has the same MCN I have, where with certain loads of 10mm, they could punch a hole through bulletproof glass And actually, the round would remain intact. Certain Underwood, Lehigh defense ammunition will do it. Where no other ammunition will do it. All other ammunition is defeated by it. With steel plates that mimic the thickness of a bear's skull, certain loads of 10 millimeter will punch a clean hole right through it. So this will handle 10 millimeter, if you have the right load, will handle a lot of things. 10 millimeter in its basic target configuration is delivering 500 foot-pounds of kinetic energy when it hits 500 plus. So, yes, this is a handful. However, if you can shoot it, it's a very devastating tool. Now, I have been carrying this gun for the last 2 days, and I'm pulling it off, and I've been wearing it. I've been carrying it right now with a belly band. I have G-code holsters that will carry it for outside the waistband, but inside the waistband I have the belly band, which is working just fine. I think this actually may be the way to carry it simply because it's not pulling at your pants that way. I can't, if I have to pull it, then I have to go somewhere and take the belly band off and then, you know, put it all back together because I am not going to try to wrestle with it. But today I went and did a couple things that I thought that I needed to do, that I wanted to do. I changed the sights out. I've now got Trishicon ones on the night sights on it. And I have an extended magazine release. I have one more thing I'm going to ask to do to it. I may just carry it in its stock configuration. I may just not do anything agency-wise, although I am going to put an agency arms trigger on it. And this is going to be a pretty good carry gun. Now, it's big. It is big. It's like carrying a box of Wheaties on your side. But there are a lot of people that carry SIGs. I know people that carry SIGs everywhere they go. And I will still carry my M&P Shield, my 19, my 17. I've got a Glock 34 coming from Agency Arms. I will carry that from time to time if I think I can do that one way or the other. But this gun, of the guns that I own, and between this and the 9mm, this will stop what is now the primary standard operating procedure, it seems like, with these terrorists, where they're ramming a vehicle into somebody and then getting out and stabbing them or getting out and, you know, shooting them. This will punch a hole through their windshield as they're driving up and kill them in the car. And then it slams into something. I may get a Glock 29. A little shorter to carry around as well and get some magazine extensions out there. The reason I got the 20 to begin with is it's a full-size gun. I like a full-size gun. I'm not small, so a full-size gun for me is perfect, service-size gun. And if you're watching in the video feed, it's, you know, it's not overbearing in my hand. But I may get a Glock 29 as well. So, let's see, in the chat room, G20 is only slightly heavier than G21. That's true. But I've got 15 rounds of 10 millimeter on tap with this. Now, when I got the gun, the reason I got this gun was a couple things. One, I'd never owned a Gen 4 before. Not a Gen 4 this big. My Glock 19 is a Gen 4. But these are relatively new, I think, in the Gen 4 category. Comes with three magazines altogether, so I didn't have to buy any magazines to go with it, right? It has the double spring in it. Finally, Glock has a reason to have the double spring in it. That's good to go. All that stuff being said, I just thought that I was going to get this and make this sort of a specialty gun and probably not carry it, except I'm going to carry it. Because nowadays, there seems to be a lot of vehicular attacks going on. And, okay, now I will still carry nines, I will still carry the Shield, I will still carry a lot of stuff. I may carry the Shield as a backup gun in some way or manner, or as a gun to give to somebody else, or one of the Glocks, for that matter. But I keep, you keep hearing this designation. I always... When I was in the military, I didn't understand the designation between a battle rifle and an assault rifle, and it was all about caliber, right? The battle rifle is a .308, and the assault rifle is a .556. Okay. If if I'm going to be facing a threat that's going to start out as a vehicle, I'm going to need, and that's a possible threat. It's you know, there's no, I probably won't ever face that. But if, when I'm walking around, there's a chance that might happen, which that can happen anywhere now. That can happen anywhere now. Well, and I mean, in my city just the other day, we had some Muslim protests. And if you're Muslim and I'm offending you by saying we had some Muslim protests, that's fine, except everybody that seems to want to do this seems to be Muslim. So, you know, don't mind me while I prepare. If the shoe doesn't fit or the burqa doesn't fit, then don't worry about it. I'll be carrying this for the foreseeable future. I got to get some more ammo. I got to go train with it and some other stuff, and I will continue to train with it, and I will continue to perfect it, but recoil doesn't. I expected the recoil to be a little bit punishing. It is not. Once I get the trigger on it, I don't know if anybody makes a mag well. I may replace the barrel as well. That's one thing I'm thinking about. I might do the barrel. I might not. I might just leave that alone. But once the trigger is done on it, the gun, as far as I'm concerned, will be complete. I have the small back strap with the tang on the back of it attached to it. I'm good. I am good to go. If you're out there and you're thinking about something like that, get it. There will be plenty of people that are going to come to me and say, that's a gigantic gun. What kind of crazy man carries a gun? I couldn't care less. Shut up. If somebody comes up to you and tries to gun shame you, don't let them. Just move on. Just move on and don't worry about it. Hour number two is coming up. When we get back, there'll be more of the rant and some other stuff. You are listening to Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.